Joining me on the telephone is the MP and Labor member for Braddon. It's good morning to Anita Dow. Good morning, Anita. Nice of you to join us today.
Good morning, Cameron, and good morning to your listeners.
Okay, well, as we're all aware, an early election has been called, so it's a fairly stressful and busy time for all ministers. Tell me, what are the plans in relation to the up-and-coming election for Labor?
Well, it has been what you call a snap election, I think you call that, Cameron.
And, yes.
You know, it became quite clear towards the last sitting week of Parliament that we were going to an early election. I'm not really sure why, you know, whether the government's trying to hide some bad news or, you know, what they are trying to do. But, of course, we're out and about now in full campaign mode and, you know, getting out and around Braddon and talking to people, door knocking, having some street stalls and just really getting a good understanding of what's going to be important to people as they cast their vote on the 1st of May.
That's true. Okay, well, what are some of, obviously jobs are a fair thing on the agenda at the moment. What are the plans that Labor is going to invest in?
Well, as part of our budget reply late last year, we launched our Labor's jobs plan, which is aimed at creating 35,000 jobs for Tasmanians right across our state. It has a special focus particularly on the regions, which will be of interest to your listeners, no doubt, Cameron, particularly when it comes to the provision of TAFE across the regions. We think the government has undermined and underfunded TAFE over many years, and now through their proposal to privatise TAFE, you know, we have grave concerns about that. Our TAFE policy is quite the reverse, really. It's all about investing in TAFE. It's looking at how we can make TAFE work better for both industries and communities. And of course, we have our free TAFE initiatives across key sectors of the economy, which will make accessing TAFE much more accessible for people and affordable, of course, because we know that cost is one of the most significant barriers to people accessing skills and training. And the other component that I wanted to share with you is around particularly access to TAFE in regional Tasmania. Over a number of years, that's been diminished. There hasn't been the face-to-face TAFE courses available. I would say that the study hub at ZEN have done some tremendous work in this space
about making
access to skills and training more accessible. And, you know, I think Nikki and her team are just doing a wonderful job, and that, you know, as governments, we can learn from what they have done as well and work more strategically in partnership with them about trying to provide more TAFE courses across the West Coast. And so that certainly is our intention if we win government at the state election.
Now, one of the other plans for Labor is upgrading the Burnie Port. Tell us about that.
Well, as an island state, Cameron, it's very important that our sea highway is funded appropriately and works well for particularly our major export businesses in mining and forestry and agriculture. And Labor has a plan to invest $80 million to upgrade the Burnie Port to accommodate larger vessels, improve the bulk storage capacity at the port, and further improve ship loading efficiency. And that's very important to the West Coast when we look at the mining industry as well. We think this is a sound investment. It will lead to the creation of more jobs across regional Tasmania as businesses are able to get more product to market and obviously then be able to employ more people, and it offers up more opportunities for industry establishment and new business development. So that's something that we're very passionate about and certainly will be committing to as part of our state election pledges.
Okay, now obviously there is a package for the West Coast. I'm not expecting you to announce anything just yet, but obviously it's important that we know that we are valued here on the West Coast.
It sure is, and you are very much so. I've really enjoyed, obviously this was my first term as a local member, and I have loved getting down to the West Coast and learning more about the region, about the people that live there and about the issues that are important to them. And primarily, you know, the number one concern that people talk to me about is employment opportunities and making sure that the West Coast continues to thrive into the future. And the other aspect of that is around access to services on the West Coast as well. I have a health background and I understand the importance of community-based services across rural and regional Tasmania. And, you know, one of the things that has been brought to my attention is the fact that, you know, service providers are funded to visit the North West Coast, but they're not there all the time. So, you know, it's really important that we do provide additional health services. And I know that the council is very passionate about this and have done their long-term strategy around health services and healthy ageing on the West Coast and what needs to happen with that. And I know that recently family-based care have established an office in Rosebery, which is in partnership with council, which is a fantastic outcome. And we think there's an opportunity to work more closely and strategically with local government across the West Coast about the provision of services. And also there's a number of key priorities that council have outlined to us, which we're giving consideration to at the moment. And we'll have more to say about that very soon. And I just wanted to say that the West Coast branch of the Labor Party has certainly raised the importance of us about there being targeted investment in the West Coast. And they raised at our last state conference around a royalties to regions program for the West Coast. And that's something that I've given great consideration to. And whilst it won't be named as such, it will certainly provide greater investment to the West Coast and increased services and better access to services for people of the West Coast. But I'll have more to say about that, Cameron, very soon.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much for joining us today, Anita. It's good to chat with you, and we'll catch up with you in a little while. And all the best for the election campaign.
Thank you very much.
That's Anita Dow, the Labor member for Braddon, talking to us this morning about the plans that Labor have for the West Coast in the up-and-coming election. 7XS.